With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Multiple gunmen opened fire at a South African pub, killing 9 people and wounding 10. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In South Africa, 9 people were killed and at least 10 injured early Sunday in a shooting that started at a tavern in Bekkersdal, about 28 miles from Johannesburg, and spilled into the street. Local police commissioner Major General Fred Kakana says about a dozen gunmen had 9mm pistols and one AK-47 when they got out of cars and started shooting.
The 2 other people tried to run away. They got into their Black Wolf that was here. They were shot and killed all day.
Police say a car service driver dropping off a client was also shot and killed. I'm Julie Walker.
New plaques are on display under presidential portraits that the president has installed at the White House.
It's called the Presidential Walk of Fame, a long wall facing the Rose Garden that now features framed portraits of every U.S. president. Plaques describing each president are the latest addition to the display, and several of them include partisan criticism. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the descriptions were eloquently written, many by Donald Trump. His immediate predecessor is mocked as Sleepy Joe Biden and referred to as the worst president in American history. And President Barack Obama is described as one of the most divisive political figures in American history. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Turning Point USA has endorsed Vice President J.D. Vance as the Republican nominee for the next presidential election. Erica Kirk leads the conservative youth organization and drew cheers when she announced the endorsement at the group's convention in Phoenix. But the event also highlighted the challenges for Vance and other potential successors to President Trump. The Make America Great Again movement is fracturing. This is SRN News. Why do people quit their religion?
The Pew Research Center reports that 35% of Americans eventually leave the faith they were raised in, and the number one reason is that they no longer believe what that faith teaches. Almost half say that. Other reasons for quitting a religion include clergy scandals and bad experiences at church. Pew study also reveals that over half of people who leave the religion they were brought up in do not adopt any other faith. Michael Harrington reporting.
Leading Muslim civil rights groups is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it a foreign terrorist organization. The Council on American Islamic Relations has more than 20 chapters across the U.S., and its work involves legal actions and advocacy. However, the agency has been accused of having ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, charges its leadership denies. The lawsuit by CARE asks a federal judge to declare DeSantis' order unlawful. This is SRN News. The statue of a young black civil rights pioneer takes its place in the U.S. Capitol representing Virginia.
Unveiled Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol's Emancipation Hall is the statue of Barbara Rose Johns, who in 1951, at 16 years old in Farmville, Virginia, led a student strike for equal education that led to the NAACP filing a lawsuit that would become one of the 5 cases the U.S. Supreme Court reviewed in Brown v. Board of Education. Her statue replaces one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was removed several years ago. Donna Water, Washington.
Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions that aren't always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers relate to millennials and Generation Z's influencers more than the buttoned-up pastors of their parents' generation. More details, srnnews.com.